This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 174 for Tuesday, December 5th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are weaker on Tuesday as increased production weighs on values as well as declines in comparable oils. At the final settlement, the January canola contract drops $11.50 at $665.60 per ton, and the March contract loses $10.90 at $673.10 per ton. Stat Canada says canola output for this year will be 18.3 million tons, up from its September call of 17.4 million. Also, Australia raises its canola production from 5.2 million tons to now 5.5 million. However, both countries will produce less canola this year than last. Pressure on the Canadian oilseed is also coming from declines in Chicago soy oil, along with those in Malaysian palm oil, while European rapeseed is narrowly mixed. There are upticks in Chicago soy meal, while soybeans are mixed. Global crude oil prices are modestly lower, adding to the pressure on vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is down on Tuesday afternoon, with the loonie at 73.63 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 73.85. Ahead of the next supply and demand estimates from the United States Department of Agriculture on Friday, the trade believes the U.S. soybean carryout will tighten by 2.8 million bushels at 242 million. Soybean production in Argentina is to slip 200,000 tons at 48.2 million, and that for Brazil is to lose 2.8 million tons at 160.1 million. As for corn, U.S. ending stocks are to retract by 2.8 million bushels to 215.3 million. Corn production in Argentina is to slip 300,000 tons at 54.7 million, and that for Brazil is to fall 1.8 million tons at 127.2 million. The USDA reports a second sale of old crop soft red winter wheat to China, this time for 198,000 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures closed mixed on Tuesday. The January contract slips 0.75 cents at 13.05 per bushel. January soy oil almost drops a penny at 50.26 cents per pound. January soy meal advances $9.50 at $417.80 per short ton. Corn is higher, with its March contract gaining 5 cents at $4.90 per bushel. Oats are lower, as its March contract loses 3 cents at $3.92. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, as Chicago March is up 11 cents at $6.31. Kansas City March gains a nickel at $6.63. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is up 1.5 cents at $7.38. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, December 5th. At MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.